last night or Monday night in The Bachelorette, right? JoJo Fletcher, she's on there, and Jordan Rogers, Aaron Rogers' younger brother, on there as well. They have a first night kiss. So he shares a picture. This is a picture he put up on his Instagram. So he's all snuggled up.
And he kind of looks a little bit like his brother as
he
well,
does.
Doesn't he?
JoJo leaning into him, looking longingly off in the distance, his arm around her neck. And he said on his caption, I'd say one night one's headed in the right direction. Hashtag bachelorette, hashtag first kiss.
Okay.
So then here comes his ex, Brittany Farr, her name is. Yeah. She writes, this is what she comments on that. Quote, riding the bench doesn't get in the way of a relationship, because he's a football player. He was with the Jaguars for a little bit. But cheating does. Hashtag your pitch isn't perfect. Hashtag always wanted to be famous. Hashtag dreams come true. And she tags him in it. And this is, they're broken up. She's accusing him of cheating, obviously. But if that's your ex, is that really a way to get back at him by commenting on his pictures, by blowing up his spot because he's on The Bachelorette?
Well, I think there's that whole, again, there's that whole social media. Like, would she say a bunch of that stuff to his face? Maybe, but probably not, because people are brave behind that keyboard.
Does that make you feel better? Don't you have some kind of pride? Like, just at the end of the day, does it matter? Does everybody need to know? Does anybody care? Does that change anybody's opinion on Jordan Rogers? Somebody knows who he is to begin with anyway. But he's on The Bachelorette, so there's that crowd who might know who he is. And he's a good-looking dude. And a lot of women are like, oh, you know, he's the only one that had it in class on that show, on that episode.
Yeah. Just makes her look bitter and twisted.
Yes, at the end of the day, all it does is make her look bitter and mad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you got to have a little bit of pride. So I'm looking up right ways on Reddit. It says there's another thing that had get back at your ex. This woman constantly spoils Game of Thrones for her ex. She has unblocked on all of social media. All she does is message him, tweet him, Instagram him, different spoilers.
Okay.
For Game of Thrones. But do you
put, and then blocks him again?
That's so much effort
that's
to
work.
Put in.
That's work.
Why? Who wants to commit to all of that?
See, what I don't understand is, like, you know, and the thing is with that. That, you know, things don't work out. They don't work out.
There's 8 billion people in the world. Like, find somebody else.
Just kind of move along.
Yes.
But if you're going to all that effort to do those kind of things, makes you look kind of crazy.
It does. And for your next relationship, when you get into it, they're going to be like, oh, I see that you still, after a year, are spoiling Game of Thrones for your ex. Is there a problem here?
Well, I think instantly, if you were someone who was on the receiving end of the, you know, going into dating that person, that would be enough to make you walk away. Because instantly, any kind of sexiness that is there, boom, for me, and it would be gone straight away.
What? And you don't hear this on the other side. You don't hear this on men.
No.
There's. You don't see athletes, which I'm sure there's a reason why, but then blowing up their wife spots or their ex spots. It's just always women posting this kind of stuff, and you're like, stop.
Again,
stop it.
Another thing that doesn't help you women. Women just need to be quiet.
That's
just
true. But we want to know, what's the best way you've gotten back at an ex? You can tweet us at Pet Shame, or you can call 424-1234 to be part of the show.